the Spalding classification. In order to ensure that the equipment used in healthcare settings is properly cleaned, disinfected, and sterilized, facilities make use of the Spalding classification, which divides medical equipment into three risk-based categories based on the intended use of the equipment: critical, semi-critical, and non-critical. The IP must be familiar with these categories and what level of cleaning, disinfection, and sterilization each category requires. This knowledge should be shared with relevant staff at the medical facility. An overview of the Spalding classification is provided in Exhibit 5-19. Exhibit 5-19, Spalding Classification. The Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation, AMI, has designated environmental surfaces as a fourth category, which includes non-critical items as designated by the Spalding classification, as well as high-touch surfaces such as countertops, bed rails, and tray tables. Environmental cleaning is covered elsewhere. All equipment used in healthcare facilities must be cleaned, disinfected, and/or sterilized, as applicable, according to the Spalding classification. Given the nature of LTC, the non-critical classification is typically the most relevant to LTC facilities. However, it is important for all IPs to be familiar with the other two classifications. Additionally, all equipment approved for use in medical facilities must be cleaned and disinfected according to the manufacturer's instructions for use, IFU, with which the IP must also be familiar, or at least be able to access when needed. The use of unapproved chemicals or processes could damage equipment or other instruments. It may also invalidate their warranties. It can also lead to resident harm. Manufacturers of FDA-cleared reusable medical devices, packaging systems, and sterilization equipment provide validated instructions on how to sterilize devices and operate sterilization equipment. Items cannot be assumed to be clean, decontaminated, or sterile unless the IFU have been followed. Critical and semi-critical devices must be cleaned and high-level disinfected or sterilized accordingly. Critical equipment. Critical equipment must be free from all microbial contamination, including bacterial spores, when it enters sterile tissue, bone, or the vascular system. This category typically includes items such as surgical instruments, vascular access devices, catheters, implants, and ultrasound probes used in sterile body cavities. Critical equipment is typically purchased sterile, but it may also need to be sterilized after purchase. CDC guidelines recommend that this be done via steam if possible, but heat-sensitive items may require a different method, depending on their composition. Critical equipment is unlikely to be used in LTC settings. However, one piece of critical equipment that is not uncommon in LTC facilities is the urinary catheter, which must be sterile upon insertion. As such, LTC facilities buy pre-packaged, sterile catheters. And for this reason, this procedure may only be performed by HCP trained in the correct technique for inserting urinary catheters. If a resident presents difficulties during the procedure, an assistant may be necessary, but only trained HCP will perform the insertion. It is important to note, though, that urinary catheters are not reprocessed. Disposable items such as scalpels, irrigation sets, lancets, and intravenous devices are other examples of critical equipment that may be used in medical facilities. The IP should be familiar with all critical equipment in the facility, and staff should be knowledgeable about any critical items that they may have to use during the execution of their duties. The IP should ensure that they provide appropriate training related to storage, preparation, and use of critical equipment, and they should also ensure that staff are aware of any relevant expiration dates so that expired equipment is not used. As part of their evaluation or surveillance processes, the IP should monitor the expiration dates of sterile/critical equipment. Semi-critical equipment. Semi-critical equipment. Examples of semi-critical devices include respiratory therapy and anesthesia equipment, gastrointestinal endoscopes, bronchoscopes, laryngoscopes, esophageal manometry probes, anorectal manometry catheters, endocavitary probes, example, rectal and vaginal probes, prostate biopsy probes, infrared coagulation devices, diaphragm fitting rings. These and other pieces of semi-critical equipment require high-level disinfection or sterilization for reprocessing. Before using any semi-critical equipment, items, or devices, HCP must read the IFU. Sterilize reusable semi-critical items that are manufacturer-validated for sterilization, if possible. staff should receive competency training and evaluation on the safe use and reprocessing of the equipment. Non-critical equipment. Many of the devices commonly used in medical facilities are classified as non-critical. Non-critical equipment does not need to be sterile, but it should come into contact only with intact skin. Healthy and intact skin is an effective barrier against microorganisms. Non-critical items can be decontaminated, cleaned, and disinfected where they are used. There is no need to send them to a dedicated processing area or facility. Non-critical items can be divided into two subcategories: resident care equipment and environmental surfaces. Examples of each are shown in Exhibit 5-20. Exhibit 5-20. Non-critical items in healthcare facilities. Even though non-critical items do not need to be sterile, this does not mean that they can be shared between residents. Any non-critical equipment used on a resident, for example, a stethoscope or a blood pressure cuff, must be cleaned and disinfected prior to being used on another resident. In addition, if TBP are in place, certain pieces of equipment should be dedicated to individual residents, not shared, for example, a thermometer, stethoscope, sphygmomanometer, or gait belt. These items should be collected before a resident enters an isolation room, and they should only take with them what will be needed. Non-critical equipment that belongs to the facility must be thoroughly cleaned and disinfected when it is removed from an isolation room. Equipment owned by the resident should remain in their room, and it should be cleaned and disinfected based on a predetermined schedule, according to manufacturer's recommendations or IFU. When cleaning non-critical equipment and surfaces, bleach solutions should only be used in accordance with manufacturer's IFU and in situations where it will not cause damage. If non-critical items and surfaces are contaminated with blood or other bodily fluids, they should be cleaned and disinfected using EPA-approved products with an HIV or HBV label claim. For large blood spills, the CDC has reported that studies demonstrate that a 1:10 solution of EPA-registered hypochlorite solution inactivates bloodborne viruses and can minimize the risk of infection to HCP during cleanup.